Do you ever get frustrated that things in your life or business aren't happening as quickly as you would like them to? This is something that I have definitely struggled with over the years, and today's guest, Amber McHugh, has experienced the same. But Amber adapted her mindset around this to embrace a, quote, right-on-time approach to life, which she's going to share with us today. From single mom at the age of 18 to owning two companies that allow her to work from anywhere, today Amber McHugh runs her business anywhere around the world, from Chicago to Africa. Through her books, her speaking, and her coaching programs, Amber partners with business owners around the world who want to get more done, realize their dreams, and get freedom for themselves the modern CEO way. On today's episode, Amber shares her philosophies on releasing control, remaining flexible, and checking in with ourselves and our business when making tough decisions. We talk about how Amber moved 15 times in 1 year, how her photography business tripled their revenue between 2019 and 2021, and why she sets intentions in both her life and her business multiple times a year. Now, before we dive in, I wanted to let you know that we recently put together a resource library that houses all of my free content in one place. This includes my delegating class, my booth blueprint class, my how to know if wholesale is right for you, and I've got a few new things up my sleeve that we'll be adding in soon. To get instant access to this rich resource library, head to proof2product.com/resources. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes, and let's get started. Hello, Amber. It's been a hot minute. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am really excited for you. You and I have been friends for a long time. You've spoken at my conference. I've attended your retreats, you know, and this has been a long anticipated chat that I've wanted to have on the podcast. So thank you for making time to do this today.
Oh my gosh. So perfect. I've been waiting to. Excited to see your face and hang out with everyone.
I know yours too. So let's tell our listeners who you are and how you help business owners.
Yeah, I run two businesses, actually. Three Boudoir is my photography company. And so we've got a lot going on there. We expanded to 26 cities over the last couple of years from 6. And I know it's amazing. And then in my consulting business, both of these businesses have been running for over a decade, but in the consulting business, you know, because I have a consulting background, I also partner with small business owners on, okay, how do we scale, grow, and run better businesses with, you know, ideally some ease, with some structure, with some organization, like running the business versus like always flying by the seat of our pants is what came to mind in this moment. So hopefully that resonates with someone.
It totally resonates with me, actually.
So I love it.
So many things that I've learned from you tie back to simplicity and, you know, reminding ourselves of what we want out of our business and then making decisions based upon that. You're really amazing at that. So I kind of alluded to this, but you and I first met at your retreat that you hosted. I think that might have been in 2016, if I go back.
Yeah. LA. Oh my gosh.
I know. It feels like ages ago at this point. But one of the biggest takeaways that I had at that retreat and that I continue to remind myself of is your right on time approach to life. So can you share with our listeners what this philosophy means to you and how you embed it in your life and business?
Oh my gosh. It's so funny because I had started talking about this concept of right on time with my clients probably in 2014, where somebody would show up to a call late. I'm so sorry. I'm late. It's all good. Like, no big deal. I'm good. Right on time. And then someone would say, miss a call. And they're like, oh my gosh. I'm like, all good. Maybe there's something going on there. Maybe something happened. Like people aren't just being rude or right, but there's something brewing and there's something emerging that's making us late, not showing up for ourselves, for relationships that we have, for whatever it may be. And I continued to stay right on time. And I realized, we talked about it in 2016. I'm like, this is a thing. This is real. We are right on time. You cannot be late for what is yours. And so in 2017, the fall of 2017, I'm like, you know what? I talk about this, but I am not fully allowing this for myself. And I welcomed in lessons in patience and surrender, fall of 2017. Then, you know, I'm getting lessons. And in March of 2018, we were supposed to move to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And our stuff was all packed up in the apartment. The moving van had left Annapolis, where we were temporarily living. And my husband called and said, oh, we're not moving on Monday. I'm like, no, we're moving. We've already moved. It's kind of done. I have an empty space with our 8 suitcases. And he, no, I don't know where we're going, but we're not moving. I'm like, where are we going to live? And we started Airbnb hopping. And we're Airbnb hopping, hotel hopping. Like, there was all sorts of stuff happening because we had to stay in a general area. Our kids were still in school.
Right. Well,
needed to stay re-enrolled in school. And it was June of 2018. I'm like, uncle, I think it was about 8 moves at this point. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. I take it back. I like, no more lessons and right on time. And then fast forward to August 2018, we moved to Ethiopia instead of the DRC. And we were pulling up to the airport, and the man that was coming to help us get our suitcases organized said, oh, where are you going? We're like, oh, we're moving to Ethiopia. He's like, I'm from Ethiopia originally. Don't plan on anything being on time there. Everybody's late, behind, traffic. Like, he had all these lessons. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is exactly where we're supposed to be. So this is something my family, my husband, we totally embrace in our lives and as a family now, because there's so much that we want to accomplish. Like, we know where we're going, but we don't always know how we're going to get there. And it just unfolds right on time when we allow it.
I love that story. Thank you for sharing it. I think the other thing is, so much is out of our control.
And we try to control, or I used to, and most business owners I speak to, like, I would like it to work this way, but it never does. Like, we make the plans, and you're right. Like, and the last 2 years showed us, like, oh, yes, how much uncertainty there is, and it just keeps coming.
Oh yeah. It just keeps coming left and right. Tell us, what types of hurdles did you experience over COVID, and how did you navigate those things? I mean, moving 18 times in like a ridiculously short amount of time is a huge hurdle, first off.
Yeah. And then COVID, that was super unexpected for us, living in Ethiopia, not quite sure how this is going to go. So we relocated back to Chicago unexpectedly in March 2020. And my husband came 2 weeks later. He wanted to stay a lot longer. He was like, I've got stuff to do, because his actual work was there. I can be anywhere. But then 2 weeks after moving home, right, business owners that I work with in the Modern CEO were experiencing, like, whoa, what do, like, so I'm engaging with clients on that and trying to figure out, how do I best support my clients in an ever-changing environment with so much uncertainty? And then in my other business, the photography business, of course, we were completely shut down for 4 months. And I think this was one of our greatest, like, hurdles. And then we talk about flipping the pancake. Like, one side of the pancake may be burning, but flip it over. Like, where is the opportunity in that? And so often we're talking about business and we're learning about business. And these are opportunities to practice how you want to show up in your business. And so we're like, okay, we flip the pancake. Where's the opportunity? Or on the right on time side, I'm like, where's the right on time lesson? Where are you? And in the photography business, we decided we want to scale. We've been wanting to grow and expand for some time. We're going to do it. Okay, how do you do that when you're all shut down? So we spent those 4 months expanding into 10 more cities, saying, no, we can't shoot right now, clearly, but we are opening in your city and we're going to meet you there when we can reopen. So we planned for that. We structured that. And it was one of the, it was such a fulfilling experience and such a hurdle. Like, okay, this is how we're going to navigate. We also set up virtual photo shoots to create donations for our team. I mean, so we were like, okay, pancake flipping. What can we do? How can we do it? What have we been wanting to do? Maybe this is a gift. Maybe there's a gift in this very challenging situation. So we just kept digging to find it.
Okay. I want to push pause and dig into this a little bit more because most people that shut down,
yeah,
they didn't. And I'm not, this is said with no judgment or anything like that, but like, it was a very trying time for everyone. And we were all doing what we could to get out of bed, put our clothes on and, you know, show up for ourselves and our family and others around us. For you guys to seize this opportunity to find ways to do virtual photo shoots, that in and of itself is awesome. But for you to take that added risk of expanding to so many places without really, I mean, had you done any legwork about which geographic regions you wanted to go into, or like, were you just truly on the fly kind of throwing spaghetti to the wall?
Well, a little bit of both. And my team was like, now, are you kidding? Like, you know, we've got the model in place. So we're very systems oriented. We're focused on team. Everybody knows what they're going to do. There's no real single point of failure. So we had some solid structures in place, which was our jumping off point. Like we have the structure. Now we have to figure out, okay, we can't bring people together for training because we need to hire people to go into these cities. Again, like digging and flipping pancakes. How can we do this virtually? And I have forever, like there are some things that I had in the back of my head for a long time, growing, training virtually, not bringing people in person for training, not flying to people for training. For photography, it's like, it's a very in-person thing. Yeah. So it really gave me the opportunity to say to the team, like, okay, we actually can't do anything in person right now. So we had to really challenge ourselves to experience things completely differently. So I was like, oh, this is my chance. Like we've got downtime. Like to your point, I love the way you phrase that, like seize this moment. And it was really difficult. Yeah. And you're right. Risk. We invested, right? We're completely shut down. There's no revenue coming in. And to be honest, the virtual photo shoots didn't generate that much. And we gave it all back to our teams who weren't working. So that was like, nope. So we took what we had saved and the money that we had in the bank account, like thank goodness we had cash flow sitting there, or cash sitting there so we could, but it was risky.
It is risky. I mean, your revenue is completely halted, but you're saying I'm going to invest time, money, energy, effort into expansion, not knowing what this may be, not knowing what our timeline will really look like, because we're all kind of at the mercy of, you know, this disease and like different regional rules and things like that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it sounds like it really worked out for you. What have the results been?
Yeah. So the results were adding those 10 cities in 2020 took us, we exceeded our 2019 revenue with the 4-month shutdown. So working less months out of the year exceeded revenue. We have tripled our revenue since 2019 based on final 2021 numbers. And we're forecasting to more than triple this year because now all of the cities are in place. We added 10 cities in 2021. Well, I say all. My team has said no more cities until we get some new systems in place because now we've up-leveled. We grew. We didn't quite know what we were going to need. We knew we need to change things, but now we're in it and we know. So I've got a little checkbox. I got some things on a dashboard that we've got to get done before the team will allow us to open more cities. And I'm totally into that. And I'm totally on board because like we're in it together. And that's the other thing, you know, some of my clients in the modern CEO side asked me like, how are you doing? Like, how are you doing all of this? And I learned a little bit more, you know, did some personality testing, dug in a little bit because we had some space and time in those months. And like, oh, I thrive in when there is something unexpected happening. That is when I thrive. now that we're like hitting a sense of normalcy, even though it's a very new type of normal, I'm a little bit like, oh, wah, wah.
Okay. Well, what do I do now? I want to challenge you a little bit on that, because I would argue that you are probably just, the adrenaline is wearing off a little bit. You're probably getting fatigued. You know, like I don't think it's that you're lacking ideas and energy per se. I think it's just, it's been a long haul of pivoting and changing and seizing opportunities where you needed to, you know?
You know, this is a really good point, because you can ride that adrenaline wave. And this is why I so listen when my team says, like, we need a little break. We're not quitting. We're not done. Right, but we need a little break, because everybody sees something and operates differently. So for people who did just need to retreat and caretake and nurture in that season, like right freaking on time. But now if you're like, wait a second, I'm ready to get back to it, right on time. Like it's all,
absolutely. I also want to mention something here, that just an observation. You know, you are very systems focused, and I love that about you. And I've learned so much from you about that. But something you said struck a chord of, like, as the business grows and you now added these 10 new cities and everything, some of your systems maybe got a little faulty or wonky or needed reassessing. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's an important thing to point out to the listeners of, like, that is a totally natural transition in business. We may get things working rock solid as we have them now, but as we expand, you know, certain things contract and other things expand. And like, we just need to reassess those systems to strengthen them again before we head into that next phase of growth. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. And this is one of the reasons why when I'm working with clients, they're like, I want to spend the next month or the next 90 days just completely doing my operations manual. Okay, well, do that if you have solid systems in place right now, knowing that they'll change. But if we're in a season of growth, like, I would not spend that time overhauling anything. And I'd overhaul as needed. I'd overhaul where there are pain points. I'd update and create where, okay, this is breaking down for our clients or our vendors or our partners. Like, okay, let's fix those systems, but not all at once necessarily, because we're growing and changing. So we got to prioritize and step it out.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. Switching gears a little bit, I know that you are a big fan of choosing a word of the year. And this is a practice that you've done for years, and you've led other people through this. Can you tell us, what is your word for 2022?
Yes, this was tricky for me, because I plan several times throughout the year. And I set an intention in the summer of last year. And at the end of the year, usually I'm like, you know, something's changing. There's a shift here. And I didn't know what it was. And I was in a retreat with my clients where we're talking through what our theme or our intention will be for the year, word of the year, and expand came into my head. Like, I didn't have a whole, usually there's like meaning and I'm thinking about it. And like, this just appeared, right? Okay. Right on time. So I'm going to go with it. And then I'm like, I don't know really what this means, because my team's not, we're not going to let us grow too much. So it's not expanding revenue, but it's something. And I'm listening to a book called Seed of the Soul. One of my team members, actually Leah, recommended it on our holiday dinner party. So I'm listening to it over break, and there's a chapter on this idea of expanding. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, this resonates. I hear you. And they talked about this idea of course, expanding in personal growth, allowing others to expand, expanding who we are as humans and in our soul. And one of the things that really struck me is when we expand and allow others to expand, we can't do all the things. Okay, I'm listening. And you can't take things away that other people need to do, that is their journey, that are their goals, and do it for them and answer these things for them. Because you're expanding, you're allowing others to expand. I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, this chapter, I have to go back and listen to it again, because this is one nugget out of so many. And it's funny, I was on a goal setting call with one of my team members, and I'm like, I can help you with all of this. I can help you with this. I can help you with that. And I'm thinking this, and I got to the end. I'm like, okay, you got a lot going on, and here are the things I can help you with when you are ready. Like, I'm going to put it out there. I'll keep putting it out there. Like, I'm not quitting on you. I'm not saying like, it's yours. expand. You, but I am not taking that away and taking ownership of something that is hers. So this is a little bit of the expansion.
Okay. I love this on so many levels. I love this for you as an individual. I posted on Instagram recently that something along the lines, this is just not verbatim, but it's something along the lines of you can have the best coaches, the best resources, the best trainings, but unless you do the work, you're not going to take steps forward. You're not going to have progress. Yeah. And what you're saying completely resonates because, and I'm thinking about this from my own perspective as a coach and a mentor to others, we can give people these tools. We can push them. We can show them how to do things, but they also have to be ready to do it themselves. And we can enhance that in expansion for them. So I love how this word is like doubling for you as a person and a human for your business. And then also for the people you work with and support.
Yeah. Across the board. And it's hard, I think, as a colleague, as a peer, as a mentor, as a coach, like you want your clients to succeed. We want our teams to succeed, like across the board.
Absolutely.
And like, I see the way, but and I can relate to this for so many of my clients. I move a little bit slow. Like the COVID, although 4 months, like we had been thinking about this for years and now the time is right. Like we were just waiting for the moment, the breakaway. But
I was going to say, I am like a long thinker. Like I think about things, but then I think from the outside and then I take action. And I think from the outside, things look like they happen very quickly. Because once we've made the decision, we move on it. But like, I'm a noodler. I'm like, I'll think on it long-term before we take action. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I feel you.
Oh my God. No. And it's such a great example of how we have to start to know ourselves, tap in, learn, how do we operate, be observant, be aware. You know, there are some things I'm like, I know I'm doing that, but I'm not totally ready to admit it to my husband yet. Or like, I know I'm not. So, you know, it's a work in progress always, but that self-awareness, an understanding like, no, this is how I operate. That's how she operates. And it's just different. There's no judgment, self-judgment or of others in that.
Right.
It just is. And we're good.
It is what it is. Yeah. Everybody's right on time. You know, on Instagram recently, you shared a post. I think it was a video actually. Correct me if I'm wrong. About a boring business is a good business. And I want you to talk more about this because I agree with you.
Yes. And it's funny that I just, I'm like, oh, wah, wah, right? But this is the lesson that, oh, it's working. When we hit that space of boring, right? We're not hustling for the accounts. We're not like trying to figure out our process and figure out where the revenue is going to come from. And oh my gosh, it's working. I have seen so many people, so many entrepreneurs and modern CEOs be like, all right, what next? Like, I gotta do something more. Well, do you? Like, is that the intention? Or do we need to go deeper with what you have? Like, it's all there. Or is it just that you're feeling bored and you've hit that point of success that you were looking for, and now you get to go do those things that you were working toward? And so there's a little bit of a check yourself moment and check yourself, go inward, like, wait, what does this boredom really mean? And what do I really want to do about it versus just going back into the reactionary mode of what we so often know as we're building a business, crank it out, go after the goals, hustle, like we know. So it's a check yourself moment.
This resonated a lot with me because a couple of things. One, my clients are artists, creators, makers, and they are constantly wanting to create new, and they need to create new. Like their industry is a little bit different. You know, they need to be releasing new products on a regular basis, and that's super important. However, sometimes this chasing the new for product or service-based businesses is a distraction. It keeps us from doing the things that will truly move our business forward, or sitting in, as you pointed out, the things that we've built that are working and perhaps optimizing the things that are already working. And so your video of like a boring business is a good business. It's true. We don't want to be hustling. We don't want to be, you know, we don't want to be putting out fires all the time or creating more mm-hmm. stress for ourselves. We want this business to fit our lives and the things that we want to do in our life, not, you know, not the other way around. So,
yeah, it's true. And I think that as much of the business that we can get boring, right, systematized, structured as possible, because those things will come up anyway. Like mm-hmm. we know we can't predict, we can't account for everything. Yes, I have to create new marketing strategies, content, product, ideas, concept. So that's going to be a steady, right? A steady right. creation, new process. But do I have to create 100 new products? Do I have to like keep pushing it? Like what is aligned and what do I want? And, yeah. and again, like checking in regularly when you're feeling these things.
Totally. I think you hit the nail on the head when you were talking about your word of the year, actually, about the intention setting. And I love that you pointed out too, that this is something you do any time of year. You did it in the summer, you do it at the beginning of the year, because that checking in with ourselves, mm-hmm. the being intentional in our decision-making, the being intentional with the choices we're making, that is what builds a profitable, sustainable, long-term business. Do you agree?
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's so iterative. Like it's not one and done. And this is why I do like an annual sort of planning process twice a year with yeah. the quarterly support, because I learn and uncover new things. I'm like, oh, this is what you said you wanted, but you're not doing that. Why not? Like, what do we need to shift so that you can get to where you want to be and how you want to be living? And I don't think it comes from like, I sit down once, I plan everything for my business, we are done and good to go, because you learn more. A mentor of mine, Jen Quinlan, wrote in an article recently, we reserve the right to get smarter. And it's when we pause and check in that the, oh, what have I learned? Okay. Yeah. I know a little bit more now. So I'm going to shift these plans. I'm going to shift how I'm showing up. So yeah, highly recommend multiple checkpoints throughout the year.
Oh, I love that. All right. Tell everybody where people can learn more from you or work with you. How can they, you know,
oh my goodness,
more of Amber McHugh's?
I am so easy to find. I'm at ambermchugh.com. Amber McHugh on Instagram. My page is Amber McHugh. So I'm super easy to connect with. The Modern CEO is the program we are currently running to connect with people on how to run the business from end to end. But yeah, just would love to hear from anyone about how your business is going and you know, how people navigate these things, because we are so in this together.
Absolutely. And especially the last 2 years, I will say, I appreciate you sharing what you went through and how you navigated it, because everyone's story is so different, yet there's so much we can glean from that and learn from that. And so again, thank you for sharing all of those nuggets. Thank you for being here today, Amber. This was awesome.
Thank you. So good hanging out with you.
You too. I love Amber's approach to slow, intentional, and steady decision-making. Amber has a podcast called The Modern CEO, which is a great spot to learn more about her and how she supports entrepreneurs with things like systems, goal setting, and strategic planning. And I'll make sure to include all of those links in our show notes so you can find them easily. But I want to thank you for listening until the end today. If you found today's episode helpful, I ask that you do two things, just two. One, share it with a friend who might benefit from listening. If someone's being hard on themselves, they feel like they're not getting things done quickly enough, please send them this episode. And two, head to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and write a review. These reviews and ratings help us bring you high quality guests here on Proof to Product that will bring ideas and concepts and strategies to benefit your business. So if you could do that, we would greatly appreciate it. Have a great week, and I'll be back soon with a new episode.